from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to America's Heroes Group Roundtable Community Outreach. Today is Saturday, November 7th, 2020, and November 11th, 2020 is Veterans Day. We know that. November is National Veterans and Military Families Appreciation Month. Our host, the governor of Talk Radio, Cliff Kelly, and I am the co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. We have our executive producer, Glenda Smith, digital media producer, Manny Carazzari, and our assistant digital media producer, Al Greer. We have some really special guests today. I want to start by introducing a panelist, Chris Kennedy. Most people probably know of him. He is a husband and father of four children, son of Mrs. Ethel Kennedy, and late U.S. Senator, Attorney General Robert Kennedy. He is a nephew of late President John F. Kennedy. Chris is chairman and co-founder of Top Box Foods and America Heroes Group Advisory Board member. We also have another esteemed panelist. It's Danny K. Davis, and I know I don't have to tell anyone that name. You know exactly who he is. He is the congressman of the 7th Congressional District. He is honorable in every way you can think of, and America Heroes Group Advisory Board member as well. Today we're going to have a discussion about the President-elect Joe Biden and Top Box Foods Community Outreach Holiday Donation. I am so honored to have the two of you on, and I'm going to start out. Why don't you lead this into this discussion, Chris?
Well, I just want to begin by saying thank you. Thank you to the governor. Of radio and to Congressman Davis, because they have been relentless about bringing to all of us the issues that matter to people in our country. If more people thought about the issues that Danny and the governor raise, I think our country wouldn't have been faced with such a divisive election. And yet we've seem to have this incredible ability to bury the needs of the poor, to ignore the needs of immigrants to our country, to forget about the people who are being pushed out of our city. And most of all, and most distressing, I think, is this idea that we forget about our veterans who protected us. And I know that Cliff and Danny have spent their careers, their lives, raising up those issues. So I just want to begin by saying thank you. Thank you to both of them.
Great. And Congressman Davis, your voice and your impact on this nation is unforgettable. Every time you speak, I stand there at attention and listen. So give us some words for today and what you think about what's going on.
Dr. Arnold, let me tell you, you are one of the most gracious individuals that I've ever met during my lifetime.
Oh, thank you.
And every time I get an opportunity to hear you, to talk with you, be in your presence, I just know the kind of warm, genuine human being, person that you are.
Oh, thank you.
Feel good being in your presence. And I want to thank you and Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group for giving all of us the opportunity to explore these issues, to talk about the value of veterans, the needs and hopes that the aspirations. Let me tell you, Cliff has been doing radio long before I ever became a public entity such. You know, Cliff was a member of the Constitutional Convention.
Yeah.
The last Constitutional Convention that took place in the state of Illinois. Cliff was a delegate to that convention. Wow. Of course, he was much younger then than he is now, but he was just as eloquent, just as fierce, just as almost learned, and has contributed ongoing to that.
Yes.
To be on the same stage, if you will, with Chris Kennedy, I want to say thanks to Chris and his family. And when I say his family, yes, I mean his wife and children, his immediate family. Mm-hmm. But I also want to go beyond that to his extended family, because they have contributed so much to America. You know, John Kennedy became president around the time that I really got interested in public engagement, public policy, public stuff. And I remember some of the things that he used to say and things that he would do. Ask not what your country can do for you. And that became a real motto for many people. But ask what you can do for your country and what together we can do for the world. And I remember that. I'm saying I remember it well. I was a young teenager, college student, and all of that kind of stuff. And so I thank them. And having the opportunity to work with Senator Ted Kennedy, those of us who really kind of understand health care in America know that nobody, there's no single individual that I can think of who did more to advance health care for the American people than Senator Ted Kennedy. One, he did it for so long, and he was, we call him the granddaddy of the federally qualified health centers. And there are more than 2,000 of those in the country. I remember when there was only one. I remember when there was two. And the Miles Square Center here in Chicago was the third one of those that existed in the United States of America. And Senator Ted Kennedy undergirded much of what we know as health care in America right now. So I've been big fans of the family and big fans of what they have contributed. And so being here with Chris is wonderful as we talk about the here and now.
Yes.
What's going on today? And I'm geeked up. I'm overjoyed. I'm happy to know that the Biden-Harris ticket won. But I know that no election is a panacea for everything that is wrong with a society. And so I'm not going to be disappointed if we don't solve every problem in February, you know.
Yes.
By March, if we haven't done everything that we need to do, if we haven't completed everything we want to complete by September.
Right.
But I do believe that we're on a great trajectory to make America a better place. And I'm just happy that I've had the opportunity to see it evolve, know that it has developed. And this business of helping people as we approach the holiday season, people who are hungry, in need of food, in need of guidance and help. You know, my church, when it's open, and even if it's not open, we sing a song. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, if I can steer somebody right who might be traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. So sharing food with others is just great. So thank you, Chris. Thank you and your family for doing this.
Yeah. Well, those are very kind words, Danny. I want to remind everyone of the conversation I had with the congressman. I had the privilege, the honor of being chairman of the board of the University of Illinois. And we were developing one of the fastest supercomputers in the world. We were solving incredible math problems and challenges. We were developing the front line of aerospace technology and sciences across all of the campuses. And he came to me and he said, you know, this university can't just be about the elites in our country. And he guided us, and we built the Mile Square Healthcare Facility on the near west side. And it's about the nicest healthcare facility I've ever been in. And it was really Danny Davis holding the University of Illinois responsible for its larger job to serve all the people in Illinois. And it's a great reminder that Senator Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, had a real partner in Danny Davis as they tried to figure out how to bring health care to all Americans. And those 2,000 federally qualified health care centers are really a testament to Congressman Davis's career. So thank you for all that you've done.
You know, and, you know, Chris, this is one of the things that I, you know, I was, you know, going back in my history and my brain. And, you know, Congressman Davis, you mentioned, you know, some of the historic things that, you know, John F. Kennedy did. And there were some quotes that I loved from both of them. One was for John F. Kennedy, he said, "Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not." And it sounds like this is the time for something like that to be said. And Robert F. Kennedy said, "Few will have the greatness to bend history itself, but each of us can work to change a small portion of events. And in the total of all those acts will be written the history of this generation." And those words are so powerful. And you know, I just want to know, Chris, you know, what motivated you to want to reach out to help people with this food initiative? Why is this so important?
I think there is a relationship between that kind of leadership, that view of our country, this notion that we're a special country and that we are special because we look out for each other, which I think is the big message of the Kennedy legacy. And I think that legacy starts with Ambassador Kennedy, the president's father, who helped President Roosevelt get ready for World War II by running the Merchant Marine. And then, of course, their oldest son, my uncle Joe Kennedy, died during the war as a naval pilot.
Yes.
His brother-in-law, my uncle Billy Cavendish, died during the war. But that didn't stop my father from signing up, my uncle Teddy for signing up. Sarge Shriver went on to start the Peace Corps, led the war on poverty. He served. My aunt Kick, she served. And I think that notion of public service, that notion of service for the military, of defending a country, forces people to think, why are they defending something? What is it that makes the country great? And that idea that we're not here to look to the government to get it to help us, but instead find a way to help America. And I think we've lost sight of that notion, that presence of the military values that our veterans share with us and guide us and lead us over the last 4 years. And I think this election is an opportunity to have a new beginning where we can collectively bend history as a new generation of new leaders. I mean, to think of of a new vice president, and the the ceiling-shattering, groundbreaking achievement of this election, we cannot lose sight of it. We didn't just beat Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. We elected a great ticket of people who will guide our country in ways that we've lost, and that's what I'm excited about. Yeah. And I know that if I do a little, and all my friends do a little, we can get a lot done. It may not be in February, Danny. It may not be in March, but we want a lot done by April.
Oh, wow. Chris,
it's on the way.
Yes, it is. And so at this point, the show is winding down, unfortunately. And Chris, Congressman Danny Davies, we are so happy to announce happy holidays to two callers. Call in right now for a top box food given by Chris and Sheila Kennedy. Every 30 minutes of America's Heroes Group, two top box foods boxes will be given to one veteran family and one regular caller. Call in now. Call in now, and we will announce the two winners every 30 minutes up until December 29th. Yay! Oh, top box food! Congressman Danny Davies, yay!
Yes, yes.
As I'm sounding
love
off, Linda,
sir,
let me thank you for your creativity and ingenuity. When you talk about those individuals who have a desire to serve, you always come to my mind.
Don't make
as
me cry.
Person, no, don't cry, but you do it.
Thank you.
One of the things that I believe in is giving honor where honor is due. And there are so many people who don't care about other things than themselves. Okay. But you have a compassion for people that I wish I could extract, bottle it up, and just kind of ship it around the world and give everybody a little sip of it, and the world would be a better place. So it is a pleasure. And
I feel the same way about you and Chris, Congressman Davies, because every time I've called Chris, he said, what do you need? How can we help? Yeah. You have answered every time. You've given money. You've donated your time. You have helped America's Heroes Group from day one, 2016. So I feel the same sentiment about you two. So thank you so much. Thank you, sir.
All right. I'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And we wanted you to
thank you all.
You know, and also we wanted both of you to keep listening to the next half hour. We have a special, very, very special tribute to people like yourselves, Congressman Davies. We had, you know, John Lewis has passed this year. We have James Clyburn, who really turned the tide of what was going on in the country to make people sort of wake up about what we need to do. But we also have a very special tribute to, you know, to your family, Chris, we want to we have an honoring your Kennedy family and their contributions to making today's historic victory possible. And we have one of the speeches from your dad that I've loved all my life, and I found it. I ran across it in YouTube, and Ted Kennedy is the one who is speaking and
we have
reading.
A caller on the line. Just want to say thank you to Chris and Sheila Kennedy and Congressman Danny Davies.
Okay.
And then we have to go.
Put him and then we'll keep listening. Thank you.
Thank yes, you. Please. Thank okay. you. Woo!
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hey, it's Chris.
Did I win? I was calling to see if I could be a winner.
You could be a winner. You are a winner.
You are a winner.
Let me tell you. There is so much food, you're going to love it.
Yay!
We're so happy.
Do me an honor, miss, and say thank you, Chris and Sheila Kennedy and Congressman Danny Davies, and then that's the show. Just say thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Good night,
thank
everybody.
How do
God
I get
bless.
The food?
All right.
God bless and protect you all. We
stay
need
on the
you.
Line, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
I'll get your information. Stay on the line. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Go to break.
Okay, we can go to break now, and we will now take a commercial break, and we will be back very shortly for a very, very special tribute to the Kennedy family. Please hold on and listen in. We'll be right back.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, Law.net.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheThatInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.